Looky, looky.
Walker Board meeting.
Welcome, everybody.
I already identified it.
Oh, I
Walker
see.
Board.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, what am I talking about?
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm
good. Good luck to Russ finding that on the software, by the way.
Yeah.
To quote John, hello.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we had a agenda that was sent around, and
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as is, unless someone has an addition.
Second.
I think. Okay. The for discussion, Steve had suggested we talk about the annual meeting, but we can do that under the fall newsletter or as a committee report under the nominating committee.
Yep.
All right. Doesn't have to be added to the agenda. So. All in favor of accepting the agenda as presented?
Aye.
Opposed? Public comments. Anything you would like to say?
The public.
Anything you would like to say?
Questions going to miss the last 2 weeks.
Okay, all right.
Me too, but I'm there.
Welcome back. Did that get finished up?
The what?
Welcome back. Thank you.
Welcome to Walker. I think we're just about ready to go with it.
You're not supposed to answer him at this point.
Oh, that's right.
I keep forgetting about my knowledge.
Well, if we break down the discipline in these small meetings,
we have
it in the big meetings. So.
The gentleman outside was questioning whether or not all that firewise stuff was in the package.
And the answer is yes. Oh,
I'm just curious.
Man, I did it.
Lauren posted out there. I jammed out there.
Yeah, Dan's up.
Okay.
Beer and pretzels at 4.
The greeter. Dan, which Dan? Dan. Out the greeter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a nice day today.
Mr. Happerman.
This can't be fun. And it is, and it's a new phenomenon in Walker that the board meetings are fun, right?
We weren't this jovial until John got here. I don't know what he's bringing into this meeting.
All right. There's no president's report. Secretary's report. We got the minute.
Do you answer his question now?
No.
Oh man, you got to force you to stay the whole meeting. Oh, this is. I see how this works. Okay.
Thank you.
Man,
you want the philosophy behind this?
No.
Okay. I'm going to give it to you anyway.
No.
Okay. He sent the minutes, I believe, in email.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
he did.
Did anybody read them?
Of course.
Fabulous.
I mean, we accept the minutes.
Okay. Vic moves.
Second.
Man,
Terry Piskey
boxed
second.
Out.
I'm thinking. Okay.
Yeah,
all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Treasurer's report.
Did everybody get a copy of the February financials?
I did not.
No.
You did not?
Was it online?
Well, Adam had. I'm having problems with my email, so I sent an email to Adam and to Bill asking Adam to forward it to Bill, and then that Bill would distribute it to the board.
I didn't understand that, so
okay.
I did not
I didn't
do
see.
That.
That's
okay.
Okay,
well,
so I want you to read all these pages.
You can summarize, and we can, it'll be put on there.
I just learned yesterday that Greg Staub had a whole different approach to reporting on
the financials. He did. Thank God he's not here anymore.
An hour versus a minute.
Yeah.
Well, that's the reason that I try to get
the
reports in your hands
so that
if you have any questions, we can address it. But if not, mm-hmm.
If you identify any issues, then we'll probably.
I hate to be redundant, but I think the two major issues were that our contributions are off of
where
we would like it to be. That's kind of on the negative side. On the positive side, we've done a good job. Roger and his group done a good job of monitoring the expenses. And so compared to budget, we're not in bad shape.
How are we compared to, like, the amount we've gotten this month, for instance, versus last year same time? Do you have those figures?
No.
No.
Bill is going to be in touch with Adam, and Adam's going
to
give us a breakdown of timing of contributions and how...
Okay. All right, and then next
that's
month.
That's pretty key because you can't compare months. You can't, you're not putting things out.
Right.
Yeah, we just divided.
Like we talked about before.
Sure.
We divided the budgeted income by 12. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have anything to do with the reality of when the money comes in.
Right.
Because I never know when something's going to go out, so I just
right.
put it across the year. And
yeah.
At
yeah.
the end of the year, it'll work out.
Right.
What goes
so
out?
We're, how far behind are we right now? Last time I looked, it was like 15 grand or something.
On the contribution side, 19.7, almost 20.
And I think a large portion of that can be attributed to not having sent a hard copy fall newsletter.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that means 15 grand difference?
Yeah, I think so, really. When that goes out, it's amazing how much money comes in based on those newsletters.
Well,
and we'll see that when we get it from Adam.
We're sending out a newsletter in April, correct? In a month?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, is that a news, dues? What is that one?
Yes, it's both.
Okay.
Contributions.
Okay.
Okay, so any discussion about, any suggestions, Steve, about the treasurer's report or the accounting report?
No.
Okay. All right. Have a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I like it.
Can we still send them out then?
Yes, I'll forward it to you. Yeah. John O. moves to accept.
Second.
Terry Piskey moves to accept. Second, sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed. Fire chief report.
Second month in a row, no calls.
All right.
We had a stretch last winter where there were, you know, pretty long for no calls, but I don't remember being this long. Training. We had CPR first aid, one training and engine operations. We also have had four firefighters successfully complete their PAC test in an off-week get-together, including a new recruit. We also, this past week, the Arizona Wildfire Academy occurred and concluded. We had several firefighters attend, including a second new recruit, and she successfully passed, so now she just needs the PAC test. PRCC, which is the dispatch center, we had no meeting this past month. The fleet, we talked about this a little bit in the pre-meeting, but I've been looking for a water tender. I believe we're in the right price range for late 90s. Finding vehicles from this period is not easy. Most are much older or much newer. 10-year-old vehicles tend to be in the low $100,000 range. This part of the report is the same as last month. With Bill's given me some contact info. I'm going to reach out and start pursuing the state surplus options and see if that can shape the bushes a little better. Basin Ops, that's the annual spring interagency drill. That's still in the planning stages. That will be on April 7th and 8th. So this is a big one. Annexation. As we discussed, mid-month, Chief Bentley told me that the numbers from the valuation study were less than they expected, which ends their due diligence process. So that's the end.
Is something we could get from him just for curiosity's sake, do you think?
I would think so. It's got to be public record. They're an agency that has.
So it's a done deal now. It's over.
I didn't go to the board meeting. So
Victor, do you want to just? Cut to the chase and just contact Bentley yourself and just ask for a copy or where it can be.
He doesn't know, man. I think
I'll call
him. I'd like to hear from
okay.
board members just making phone calls.
I think he does.
No, I've called him several times. I'll call him.
All right.
I think it'd just be interesting to see what they got. I mean, that way, when John brings them up, he can support his position for the district.
next up, PSA grants. We applied for this grant, 10 fire shelters and 2 practice shelters, as we discussed, and we should hear late this month whether or not we've been awarded the grant. This is also the same report as last month. We're still waiting to hear. FEMA grant, this is the one that got us the new SCBAs through the Chiefs Association. If you remember, we talked previously about an overage. Long story short, the bid was less than what we were awarded. We've gotten permission to spend that overage, which for us will be masks and suitcases. Our all-in expense is going to be between $300 and $400. Mm-hmm. FEMA got shut down for some small period of time because of political stuff. It's back up and running, but I don't, as of now, know what that does to the timetable of when we'll receive funds to proceed. But so that's the status.
Wait, we have to fund this before we get the money?
So the mayor is driving the bus, and so basically when, just like the last time, they will ask us for a check for our portion when they spend the money. And they're not going to spend the money until they know the reimbursement process is moving forward again.
And you're anticipating $300 to $400?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Last one, facilities. So far, so great with Dan. The one heater in the garage was replaced smoothly. We decided no/not now on replacing the garage door back here. It's a nuisance. It doesn't hinder operations of the fire department. So if someone ever donates a door or somehow, some way, that actually impedes operations and we'll reason
that. What was the quote on that?
$700 or $800.
What, it works. It's just a nuisance. It's just challenging, right?
Yeah.
If it was just like raked out better or something, I mean, is there something that would improve it? Better springs, oil it up? I mean, have you ever really looked at it?
I personally have not. I'm under the impression that it was assessed for, you know, for lack of a better word, a tune-up.
Okay.
And the expense involved of getting that done professionally wasn't economically viable.
In other words, half of what a new door
would cost. Yeah, there's a couple of tears in the door.
Right.
I mean, you really have to finesse it. But
right.
At the same time, you know, like you have to kick it shut.
You call Dan, just tell me
I just put it on here.
Right. Tracks.
I just put here tune-up for Dan.
You do that every year on your own doors. Yeah. You know, that's why
I don't think there's a track. It's just a spring.
It's a strange operation.
It's the old-fashioned door.
All right. He can look at it, tune it up.
I think he's already been involved with the getting the estimate process, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. If he's actually assessed what could be done with the existing.
Well, I was going to say, I think he has.
Oh.
But, I mean, there's no reason not to ask about it.
Sure. I'll ask him.
Sure. But I'm under the impression that he was part of that process.
Okay.
It's either right or wrong.
On the propane thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you get my email out that they usually put their receipts
yes.
and everything, and what were they under there?
I did not look.
Under a fact.
Yeah, because when I talked to the lady, just to verify the amount, because it was substantial, I asked, you know, is there somebody here that your go-to person that signs off whenever you make a delivery of your propane? And she said, no. She said, let me check. She came back and said,
no, we don't.
But we generally leave a copy
there
for you.
Like
and that's what prompted Vic to say, hey, Steve, this is what we do over at my house.
Right. Mine, too. Just you've got the cap that you lift up, and then you stuck the receipt in there among the piping.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So it would just be nice, you know, to tie those documents together if, in fact, the driver is leaving that paperwork. So we'll see what Vic comes back with.
Okay.
Oh, he has 5 years.
Oh, you think he's coming back? Oh, you don't know that. God, he's drinking already.
All right.
And the facilities, how about lights on the outside? It's pretty dark outside. Do we want to put light up the outside of this building? I thought we used to have lights.
Well, there are motion lights out front, and they're currently functional.
Oh, okay. Because when I drive by, it's awful dark. I just didn't.
Yeah, drive by closer.
Have to drive by closer?
Drive into the building.
Okay.
You'll be seen. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Nothing, huh? Oh, somebody else wants to go. I use the same people.
Right.
And they just leave them right. They stick them.
Okay.
You know, with Barrett, I'm with Santa Fe, and Santa Fe leaves it too.
Okay.
I have no doubt about it being delivered, but I mean, you're asking me to approve something.
Just if nothing else, if there is a document,
right.
You know, some kind of a document left there under the lid, just to tie the receipt along with the invoice.
One thing you can do, you've got a pressure gauge out there that tells you how many pounds of fuel are in there, or what percentage you've got left. Okay, if you've got 85% and you've got a 500-gallon tank, figure out. You know, it's an easy math.
Oh, my God.
None of this seems surprising or out of...
No.
I mean,
they also have a website
that they
can go on and print out
deliveries,
you know, and get all the information.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Any questions for Roger? Any more?
No.
So I'd like to accept the...
Johnny O. Boo. And I have a second.
Okay.
Steve.
So Harry.
Second.
Giving other people the opportunity.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Committee reports. This is the time we can talk about the Firewise, I suppose, and answer that question in terms of the your
welcome to
Walker thing. The magnets are being printed.
Okay.
Okay. I tried to call as I was coming to.
Well done.
The enhanced customer service would make it much more complicated.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, the magnets are done after, you know.
Yeah.
Joyce is much more visual than I am. You know, I looked fine the first time, and then we've gone through several, and it's going to be very nice. It's very nice. I wanted to have them, but they weren't. They've been shipped, but they haven't arrived yet.
Okay.
So.
And how many are we going to get?
I think 100 or.
Oh, good.
I think is what the minimum order was.
Okay.
They're like $2.50 a piece or something like that.
Is it something also that we might offer for a couple bucks at the annual?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
This is something we created. We're not infringing
right.
on anybody's copyright.
Yeah, $5. When you see them, you'll probably be able to get $10 for them.
Sweet.
All right.
Get the new merchandise person to sell them.
Okay. So, and then Terry and I are still working on this letter. We haven't done much with it last month, but we were working on the magnet. So the magnet's done. It's a big step. I mean, it's very nice, and I'm sure you will all like it.
Well, we want to encourage people to buy them, so I wouldn't want it to be cost prohibitive for someone to say, well.
No, they'll be, my suggestion to begin with, if we're buying them for $250, we sell them for $5.
Right, that's fine.
Okay, so that's
great.
We double our investment, and then
right.
that's more money to feed back in.
Sure.
It'll pay for the ones that go into the welcome packet for free.
There you
right?
go.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes
yeah.
sense.
Or whatever. Then the
I know what that means. Shut up. Okay. Go ahead.
Then the nominating committee. I think we've decided that the nominating committee was made of board members. Vic has agreed to chair this, so he will now be the chair of the nominating committee.
Our first sucker.
And it appears that we...
That's an acronym. It's not as bad as it sounds.
There are super...
Yeah, that is sure,
yeah.
Understated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never say
yeah.
Big.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, we'll work
okay,
out.
So we have, Rudy and John are both seeking re-election, and then John, and then whoever else you get to...
So here's the question. The question is, we have three positions available, and two people already...
Three candidates already.
Oh,
yeah.
So okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good. But as a protocol, I will have Chris send out
another
a letter
yeah.
in this
right.
next week saying
sure.
if anybody's interested, please let us know.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
And then we'll get the bios. There is a form, and we simplified that form where it used to ask your education and you know how many kids did you have, and do you kick your dog, and that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
We always need this.
Right, right.
You know,
now we just assume all those things.
Yeah, right.
You know, your dog.
And then they will publish that information in the newsletter,
right.
along with the other things that are going on.
Who are the candidates?
Yourself, John,
yeah.
and John.
Don't. You can't go back.
You can do whatever you want to do. But, my mother is, frankly, going through the end-of-life process. Legal
sure.
issues after that. And so,
in other words,
I'm
if we get
out of town more than in town
right.
in the next few months.
So if we get one or two people that are really interested, okay,
yeah.
thank you. All right, got it.
Got that.
Are you saying thing. John's a stopgap?
No.
Correct.
No.
Stopper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. yeah. We've all gone through it. Not happy times. Yeah. Okay. Nominating committee, any other committee? Oh, the Firewise committee. We sent the email that Lauren, we copied it and sent
Chipper.
It to. It started the Chipper Day. Looks like they got a pretty good stack going already after one day on a Friday, no less.
Right.
So we'll see this weekend. I'm sure that'll grow. And then my trailer's available. I mean, you have to. Bob wants to use it, but that big dump trailer makes it very easy to
right.
pick up stuff and dump it. Chris, Alex wants to use it, and I don't care. Oh, you just got to come and get it. Let me know. I don't know if we can get it up to your property or not. It's a big trailer. I don't know if you can get it backed around in there.
You might get it there.
Well, we're
yeah.
good after we had Firewise come in 2 years ago and
okay.
just scalped our land.
Yeah,
great.
You know, it's just like a big, 20-foot RV trailer, you know. And
would you be willing to put out the word that it's available?
Word of mouth, I think, works better because, you know.
I was going to actually ask if Chris, if you wanted Chris to put it out there. Okay.
It's a,
well, keep that in mind. If someone personally knows us and says, can I get a trailer? That is, those dump trailers are awesome.
Cool. Okay.
Did you actually find something that insured your house?
Well, you know, they think we're living near you. Flatlands. Don't send pictures or anything. Yeah, and I've got
send pictures of the house. They don't send pictures of the road.
I'm Roger would love to drive one of his trucks down that road. I've been on that road before.
We put the plastic fire hydrant right on the deck. You know.
Right.
The road's not all that bad. It's turning around to get out of there.
It's a 14 bicycle.
That's right.
Yeah.
We photoshopped the fire department right next door. Yeah.
Are we missing anything that we need to talk about in terms of what the committees are doing or not?
You know what? My, I guess, grant fundraising committee, Walker Day, and I'm really looking hard for someone that would be willing to help with the art show, that would be willing to just know what it takes. You've given me some advice already, but I put the word out. I asked Victoria if she'd be willing, if she would be willing, and if she knew anyone. She said, I'm not willing, and I don't know anyone. So
there you go.
I said, I appreciate your honesty. It was quick. Someone that would just be able to get people signed up and distribute flyers. And I'd like to see 15 vendors out there. You know, we can make the price anything we want. Rudy, if someone was to pay $25 for a spot with table, would that be a great encouragement for a young artist? Or,
well, you know, if it's 25 or 35, I'm not sure that's really a breaking.
Okay, so this
is pretty low.
I thought the price might be kind of elastic, like, you know, between 20 and 50 wouldn't really scare anyone away.
No,
right.
It is $20.
All right.
Do you want to show these to everybody around? Pass them around.
We could. This is kind of
the last year's
generation. From the top one there is the art show, and the bottom one is basically Walker Day. We need to get attendance up. You know, we've been shooting. We had probably 400 to 500 people 4 years ago, and I think we probably had 100 less last year. So I didn't go on the radio last year to boost it. I didn't think it was all that valuable, but maybe that's important. But we've never really flyered the town. We've really never really hit the other fire departments that hard to let them know, this is a great day for us. Please come support us. So I'd just like some ideas on how we could make this a bigger event, because we've got everything is set up. We got the food. We've got everything. And what we can do is we could use 200, 300, 400 more people, and we could handle them. And it makes it a bigger event. Should I do line dancing? I mean, a class? I mean, I'm putting it out there. Think about something that would make it more of an event, that would get more people to come from Chino, from Prescott Valley, things like that.
I think I mentioned to you that there's a art show in Mesa, Ruth. It's every other week, first and third Saturday, and it's run by a nonprofit. And it's a small art show for the kind of vendors basically we want. And they travel. People travel to come to this art show from all over the state. They're just local artisans or small artisans.
Right.
And I'm going to go there next week is when they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take a flyer, if we have one done, and see if we can't pass it out at some of the booths there and see if we can get some of those people. Because there are people, he says, the guy that's running it, that come from Sedona and Camp Verde area, Verde Valley, Prescott even, and they're just looking for a place to demonstrate their stuff.
Right.
And whether or not we have the crowd that they want, but it's 25 or 30. What are we charging? $25?
Right. And it's an established event. That's a big difference, you know. But,
but at the same time, it's closer. It's closer, so you don't know.
Right. If the price is right, again, Terry is making some cool stuff out of wood, stuff like that. For $25, if you could set up a booth with a table and some of your stuff, boy, all you have to do is sell one item and you break even and you're happy about it, you know.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, so if we made it cheap enough, you know.
Because soon you sell that $16,000 sculpture that you made.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you sell it. I think that's the right neighborhood. The demographic.
Right. So, again.
The mean house is like $850,000 in Jackson.
To me, the concept of the income from the art show isn't as nearly as valuable as the cool draw. Because I actually enjoyed walking through it last year. You know, the downside was that my wife bought from a few of the vendors. I'm sure it's all in storage, whatever it was. But it was neat to see something different at Walker Day. Last year we had a bouncy house there 2 years ago. Last year we had the art show, and I thought the art show was cool. It was a neat draw for a lot of people, you know. People come and they have their burger and their dog, and they listen to some music, and they say hi to a few people. they're ready to, maybe hit the yard sale, but then they're ready to go. But something else to kind of make it more of an event would be great. So
okay.
That's it. That's all I got. Well, for the second.
Okay. Well, business welcome information, we already covered that.
No, we did, not all of it.
Oh, okay. What are you
okay, this is going to kind of dovetail into what John was talking about with the FireWise stuff. I talked to Lauren at the end of the last meeting about coming up with some more of the FireWise literature because I've got a limited amount. And it's a little reluctance there because of the cost, the printing costs involved in it. And it's not real substantial, but it would affect the WCAA, I guess, and the FireWise group. They're not real flush with funds
right.
in everything. So I've got what I've got, and I need to do another inventory because I was handed a whole lot of stuff. But I've got, I think, about enough for about 30 folders between the two FireWise, the hard cards and the flyers. Also, we need to decide, I created that pen alert inside card, and we need to decide whether we want to go ahead and have those printed up. I modified it enough from what Yavapai County Sheriff's Office had that we can go ahead and make those up because it's not registered, it's not copyrighted, it's not anything.
Right.
And we can make those up and sell them for 50 cents a piece or a buck or whatever to at the little stand or and just slip them in there. Everybody up here, just about 99% of us have critters of some kind. And if we're away and the worst happens, we want somebody trying to do something. But other than that, I'm just waiting on the magnets and the final letter.
Okay.
And then I've got to come up with something to put on the front of the folders that says welcome to Walker or welcome newcomer or something like that. And I think I've got, I've done some research and I think at Office Max, they've got some clear printable stuff that's sticky.
Mm-hmm.
That I can print with a laser jet and print Welcome to Walker and put them on the front of the folders.
Ah, okay. So you would do your own printing rather than have the folders printed professionally.
I will do it. Yeah, I'll volunteer that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably run through $400 worth of ink by the time I'm done, but I volunteer to do that.
Okay. Okay.
Along the same lines, would you say that most of the homes out here have house numbers on them? 80% more than?
On them or at the end of the
like
driveway,
easily identifying what house that is.
Yes.
Okay, because I think do we still have some reflective numbers here?
That there's a million of them in there on top of the mill.
Okay, so somewhere in either in the newsletter somewhere, we should let people know that they part of the safety concept is that they should have a house number that easily identifies their home and that they're available here for free.
Yeah.
That should be out there. I was reminded of this yesterday. I was looking for someone's house in a relatively new area, and none of these houses had house numbers yet. I thought, boy, that's tough. And then I was just thinking about our scenario here.
A good example of that is the guy Musa right across the road from me.
Yes.
He's got black numbers
on
the tree, and you can't see him.
Right.
They're not reflective at night.
Right.
Okay. So I'm thinking, okay, I need to talk to him. I never see him.
All right.
But,
just go paint his tree white.
Well, generally, when Joyce's, we've been doing the mapping, we don't have any trouble finding house numbers. Almost every house, very few do not have a house number.
Okay. Well, like I said, so, we can throw it out there just to let people know.
Sure.
Right,
and there's nothing wrong with putting it in the newsletter.
Right. Right. You know what?
Little
it's all about public safety.
Verbs in the and the
right.
FireWise stuff. Sure.
It'll be in our thinking of you section.
Okay. So we transitioned from the welcome information to the newsletter. Anything else, Terry? Any questions for Terry about the welcome information? And then the newsletter I have in here fall. It's actually the spring newsletter. I left a message for Stava yesterday. I haven't really had a discussion with him about the newsletter yet, but hopefully they're still willing to do it. Otherwise, it's just a Word document. They put some pictures and stuff in it, make it nice. We have to make sure that the bylaws won't be changed from, we've had no suggestions from anybody other than this fact about wanting to alternate lifestyle people, you know, they're not married and that sort of stuff. And after the discussions last month, I just said, I'll forget that.
Are those
only
minutes for last year? Are they coming out in the newsletter or what's going to be voted on?
Bylaw.
The bylaws?
the bylaws have been presented, as, you know, several months ago. You know, when we finished it, they've been sent, and they'll be in the newsletter. The bylaws will be republished in the newsletter.
The proposed changes.
Right, they're available on the website now.
They should be. Yeah.
And are they redlined? I can't remember how they
no.
go out.
No.
Okay. I mean, that I'll just say. That is so critical for people to see
yeah.
what's been changed, because no one knows what they were like. You know, they just want to see the proposed changes.
I agree completely.
I agree. Right. Yeah.
Well,
it's pricey.
A little late to do that now.
Well,
whether
I'm like,
whether it's not.
Well, I mean, there's it's. So, okay, but you want a redlined version? I don't know if we can do a redlined version because there were so many changes back and forth.
Well, I know that Victoria, and John, you can add to it, but I think that Victoria had changes.
Probably 10 different versions of it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, it was a version that we accepted as a board.
Right.
I guess
okay,
that's it.
And we need, to my, I think what Johnny's saying,
yeah.
and Vic is in agreement on this, whatever verbiage was changed from the old, the new verbiage needs to be in red so people can actually see, well, and maybe... Print out the whole thing, do a single black line through the old and what is recommended.
Unless what you're alluding to is that's almost impossible at this point.
Well,
and if that's the case, then the board absolutely has to say we are unanimously for these proposed changes. People need to see that this is a good thing if they don't have the opportunity.
John, I think what you can do is do an executive summary of the changes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just bullets?
Well,
yes.
They'll work.
Now,
okay.
Here's what was. Here's what's proposed.
Right. Now, that can be done.
So it's kind
okay.
of bold,
okay.
But you got to start with what was and what is so
right.
that they don't have to go back and read over here and then come up.
Right.
You know,
but at the same time, we can't do what was old bylaws, what is new, and add 13, 15 more pages to our newsletter.
I think
newsletter.
The bullet paper would be the best way to do it.
Say that again.
Even if you take a line, if you take a red line version.
Yeah.
Before you're done with it, you
always got
to
get
red.
Right, right. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay,
and
so,
again, though, that the board is.
In fact, I wouldn't even put the full thing in there. I would just say, if you want to see the original form, go to the website.
Yeah.
So that we're not.
Here's
the
bullet
of the change. 10 pages of crap nobody's going to read.
Is that possible?
Ooh,
you want to know more, go read it. Right.
Is that possible?
There may be changes on almost every page because we changed. Spelling and corrected.
Well, you can put a note down below that there was many secretarial or whatever, changes.
Right.
People just want to know the meat. What is the meat? What was it and what is it now?
I'd rather pay just to let them know what the meat is and then your great idea. Refer
that,
them
that
to
would, that would cut the
size
cost of the
down.
Newsletter down.
The right.
Changes don't mean anything. Okay.
Right, right.
Spelling.
Punctuation and grammar
okay.
and stuff
okay.
like that. Right. Okay, good.
Yeah, when they see that sentence in there that Bill can elect himself as president for life, so I want them to know that's a change.
Right, right.
You need one tick longer to make sure they
right.
read it.
Right,
right. Mark will be shut down for a month.
And he can wear anything he wants. We really don't care. Honestly, his overalls with the hat. With the hat. Right.
You know, you joke about that, but this has not really been. Oh, you know, my clothing. I understand that. I'm Joe Schitt's ragbag. You know, I got.
Well,
I got.
Good.
I have. A,
are you kidding? This is lovely.
I have a.
I think you're trying to get a job on.
I have a plaque on my wall.
Yeah.
You know, that says
Wardrobe of the month.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm trying to find one like that. Just so when I'm out walking the dog on the
right.
road.
So if you go to the Midwest and pheasant season, you can buy them everywhere.
Right, or deer won't run into you.
Yeah.
But as far as being president goes, this has really been a piece of cake. You guys have all been good, and it's really I catch a little flack from people once in a while, but it hasn't been, for me and some of the life I've led with people really mad at me.
Right.
This has really been.
Yeah, we're not just going home. We're just good around here.
I know. So, okay. Community new business. There's no new business. Anybody? Any new business?
Once again, I'm just kind of curious about the one lane bridge. Can somebody just give me an update on that?
Wait,
Okay. You're a great board member.
They were supposed to start construction or demolition in January.
Right, that's what I heard.
Now we're in March. APS was out here this week, and they replaced one pole that I can see, and they moved it this month.
Well, that took them 6 weeks.
Yeah, I mean...
That was a heavy pole.
Yeah.
It took a week to survey it.
That's heavy environmental impact.
Right, right.
But if you've noticed, the survey markers they started out with last fall, now are all gone. And they've got new ribbon around what I don't know. One of them is another 50 feet. I know.
So the answer to your question, Steve, is nobody knows.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right. They're not on their time schedule.
Oh, it hurt. No. If we had them do the $250,000 big bug project, it would have been $1 million.
Yeah. Right. Community announcements. Anything from Firewise? Nobody's here. We have the Chipper Day collection going on. Public forum, now it's 2 minutes. You can talk for 2 minutes, John, if you'd like to say something. Okay. You're right. And then we have a brief board discussion, if any, about the public comments. So, did we?
I will make one comment.
Okay.
I can almost guarantee you that I feel like somebody is going to complain about the process for the election not being done in accordance with. I've heard that at numerous meetings, and I've been out of touch for a while, so are we really in sync with what the bylaws say we're going to do? For the election.
Okay. That's your question? Okay. Board brief board member discussion, if any, about public comments. Yes.
Thank you. Well done. Had to ask Ron.
Right.
The guy just going to come up. Mm-hmm.
Almost guaranteed. Whether we're in line or not is a matter of opinion. I don't have an opinion, but plenty of people do have opinions, so... While Bill may think we're in line, there's going to be plenty of people that are going to be fishing.
Well, okay.
But you know what?
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. This is – now we have to be specific. Tell me who's complaining.
I don't know.
What are they complaining about?
I have no opinion. It doesn't make any difference.
Have you heard people complain that we're not following the bylaws?
I've heard it in here from Victoria.
That was before, right? That was during this bylaw committee thing?
That's correct.
Okay. Anything since then?
No.
Okay.
Did we make any adjustments?
Wait, no.
Oh, okay.
The last meeting that I was here.
Then they were talking about we were in violation of the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
As it happened.
No, I think to frame it right, they were saying that it was more of a threat that you better do it by the bylaws. The way I would have
interpreted
them talking to me.
All right. So at the time...
I'll take pressure real well.
No. I think that we need to discuss this because this is part of what happened. There were these non-specific complaints about us not following the bylaws because of making people register as members, having all these different questions about that we had to have signed up before December 31st, and there were some specific people that had those thoughts. If you read the bylaws, those people were wrong. And I called Bill Karosh, and he confirmed that they were wrong. One of those guys, one of those persons, wrote Bill Karosh an email himself and got an answer back from Bill Karosh that pointed out that they were wrong. Their assessment of what was happening was not correct. Since that time,
He didn't agree.
Right. That's right.
Karosh did not agree that
the way we were doing it was the way it should be done because he had the thought process about most others are doing it. But we are within the answer to the question.
That's why we're having the election anyway, for people to determine.
That's right.
If you don't like the new language, we'll stick with the old language.
That's right.
For the board.
That's right. And the reason for the bylaw changes the way they are is to simplify this process so that there's no requirement each year that they have to register, mm-hmm. that they are whatever you inform us. Being a property owner is enough if you come up and ask for a ballot.
Right.
And that's what Karasha's objection was. He says that doesn't seem to be the way most people do it. but it is allowed for in the state
right.
statute.
And it's the way we've always done it.
And it's the way it's always been done here.
And it's easy.
And so those kinds of complaints were not valid, and they discovered it. And but it took a conversation with them, and so now if that is still happening, if they are now saying, if someone is saying anything about us not following the procedures or the bylaws, I would like to know specifically who and what, so that we can address it, and if we have to make changes, we will make changes.
Right.
You know?
Join the board.
But that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah.
if they don't agree with Bill Carras for $400 an hour, he will set them straight. But they're not going to. We're not going to
yeah.
expect him to answer on his nickel anymore.
No, no.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. He's
yeah.
willing to do it. I mean, he's been
right.
very gracious about that.
Rob.
Yeah, he's been very gracious about
right.
that. And but the if there is this undercurrent of belief that we are not following the bylaws, if you hear about it, we need to identify it. Identify what the specific complaint is, rather than have this thing spread through the community
right.
as
some
you know,
nebulous complaint. Give
that's
us,
right.
Direct it.
Tell
right.
us what it is.
Right.
Let us address it and decide you know, what it is or not.
Exactly
so,
right.
if there's nothing else, we can.
I'd like to. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Unless you were going to do what I'm going to do.
No.
Okay.
Our map's going to be available.
Which
map?
Yeah, she works on them. I mean, she's in between. She's
yeah.
she just, yeah, they will be available. She has a little question about whether or not she can publish them without, you know, the copyright things. There's been some concern about that. But she's making these maps and not using other maps.
I'm curious.
Yeah, it's been 2 years. I mean, we
yeah.
talk about it all the time. And she just keeps adding, and she just has very little left to do. But she's published a couple of these. You know, what she has so far.
And what is it specifically?
Her map. She drawing maps with all the driveways, all the buildings, you know, all the roads. You know,
wow.
The fences and gates and all that sort of
wow.
stuff.
Wow.
And really, you know, Roger has, you have the one that she did on your map, but you really don't. How important is that for you? I mean, you just go to the fire and cut the gates, and if you
drive through it, whatever.
I mean, personally, I know where the vast majority of the roads are. Not everyone does. So, you know, it has needed. We haven't needed it. Just
right.
I've been around more often than not or something.
Right.
You know, right on Walker Road, which most
yeah.
of the crew can find.
Right.
So, I mean, if we've got it, and if we need it, then we would
yeah.
use it.
Yeah.
Have you seen one, John?
Say again?
Have you seen one of them?
Never saw one.
They are an incredible piece of work.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and she loves
right.
doing it. Yeah.
It's right on...
Yeah.
This is kind of an aside question, but can she feed that kind of information to Garmin? Because I know they have a portal to feed them. Because 99% of people now have GPS. It's great to have this map that's this big, but if you're going to somebody's house that's invited you around here,
it's easier to punch it in.
The GPS here, will take you God only knows where.
That's right. The process for going to get it into the databases for Garmin and those other mapping, you go through the county. The county, she's been given this stuff from the county. The county comes out and verifies her work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just don't accept her work. So although she's in touch with them about, you know, they trust her and they share a lot of information with her because she's professional and that's her profession. But they then come out and confirm it, and then it gets captured in these databases. So that's the process.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Can I offer something? There's a road almost directly across from me on the west side of Big Bug. It started out as a driveway,
mm-hmm.
okay, and we just called it Nibley Lane for lack of better anything because Chuck Nibley and his family owns most of it. Well, the county now has given that a designation of Snowdrift Mine Road, okay,
oh.
so there's two. It's a loop.
Mm-hmm.
It comes around, and there's no sign there that says Snowdrift Mine. But talking to the one property owner that lives there, that's his mailing address. He's one with the black numbers on the trees.
Right.
I thought Snowdrift Mine Road
was
straight across. It didn't really have a loop back to Big Bug.
No. Technically, you're right. It goes up and then it comes back down.
Yeah, it merges the
okay. Well, I'll ask her.
The other is not.
I'll ask her. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's the driver. It looks like, you know, it's
washed out. That's it.
I'll tell you what, that guy's probably put $200,000 worth of work in that thing since December.
Right. And it's
cold
concrete. That's the only way.
Yeah. And this last rain we had 3 inches of rain here 2 weeks ago or last week, whatever it was. And 99% of that driveway stayed right where it's at. He's had, track hose, hammer hose, everything up there, cats. In fact, it's so good now, they've had two different cement trucks, full-size cement trucks. We're able to back up that road all the way up to the house, and they've had two 10-wheeler dump trucks loaded, crowned. We're able to back up that road without spinning out.
There's no sign there, though, yet, right?
No sign.
Okay.
No, but Musa told me that his address is...
Well, the county is responsible for the signs.
Right. So that might be a good call.
Okay. We're going to read...
I'd like to make a motion at this time.
Second.
Wow, that was fast.
So John O. moves to adjourn, and Terry Piskey... Do we have, where's everybody going? We didn't vote yet. All in favor?
Favor. Aye. I'm in favor.
I'm going to turn this off.